This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carver, what do you got on Carly Lloyd? I told you after she was booting dead straight 55-yard field goals like they were nothing, like candy. She said what?
Well, of course, we saw the video the other day like you were just talking about, and this was an SI. Just came out a little while ago. She told SI that she definitely got some inquiries and that anything is possible when asked about interest from NFL teams following the impressive 55-yard field goal, of course, at Eagles practice the other day, right? Is that where she was, at the Eagles practice?
Yes.
So she definitely got some inquiries, quote, unquote.
Do you think, and I'm just going to say it, would Roger Goodell let it happen?
I mean,
How could you stop it?
Right.
But I think it would be the greatest thing ever if that chick was on a team kicking field goals. Because she can kick better than most of them. I mean, this girl can absolutely blast. And you got to remember, she kicks soccer balls for a living, right? She doesn't even kick footballs. They stuck a football in front of her and she booted it 60 yards. I mean, are you kidding? I'll take her tomorrow. I mean, you know who needs to sign her immediately is Nagy.
Well, that's what that's exactly.
She can't kick in Chicago, though, in that wind and cold. She'd run for her life in Chicago.
Somebody photoshopped a bear jersey on her here. Picture of her with a bear jersey on.
I figured. Where else do they have kicking problems?
Who other than, like, the really good ones
doesn't have a kicking problem?
Unless you have Tucker in Baltimore or Guskowski, you know, there's only a couple guys.
Didn't the Steelers have, like, Boswell for a while, and he was really good, and then he hit a wall?
And then all of a sudden, they're no good anymore.
Once they miss a couple, they get the yips. Do you remember, like, is there anything worse than seeing a guy with
Vinatieri obviously has been around forever.
He's good. He's still good, but his leg's going to...
He doesn't have the distance anymore.
Right, his leg's going to go.
Accuracy is still there.
He's still really good, but he can kick, like, anything from inside 50. Forget it. Tucker, is Tucker the best?
Yeah, I think so.
Didn't you see, like, Martin Gramatica? He's, like, all trainer. Does she look like she needs training? What training does she need? I don't think she needs any. Thanks, Marty.
Now, look, obviously... Thanks, Marty. Obviously, if something like this was going to happen, she would have to work at it a little bit more. I know that she did that in practice the other day.
Right.
Nobody in front of her. You know, you got to have a couple reps.
Got to kick it over the line.
Guys running at you to block it. You know, things like that. There's a lot of other things that factor into kicking field goals in the NFL. You know, pressure situations too.
Do you think she could do it? Do you think she'd do well, or do you think she'd fail?
Pressure situation shouldn't be a problem for her, considering that she's played for the U.S. Women's National Team forever, and
she's won multiple
World Cups. I think that she's been on a stage, and international stage.
Has everyone gotten over their World Cup win already? Not really. Have they gotten over it because they didn't get their money they wanted, did they?
Not yet.
Wasn't that the whole deal? It was about the money. They wanted the money.
I saw a couple of them were doing the rounds on TV last week. Still,
no one cares.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.